This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, the often amazing, always incredible Leanne McAdoo is coming up in the next segment. Final segment with Roger Stone because he's got big breaking things he has to beaver away at. He'll be back on the War Room at 3 o'clock today in 1 hour Central. Newswars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I barely plugged during the show today because the bigger the news day, the more big things are happening. I just can't get focused on it, but we need to fund our operation. You talk about BrainForge, you talk about the products you love, Roger, but separate from that, clearly we're delivering on bringing back America. Clearly we're under attack, and I'm not bitching. I'm just letting folks know we're under attack because we're telling the truth. We've changed the world here, but all the things, Obama's lawyers suing you, all the attacks, I mean, they're trying to destroy us. This is total war. So I want to thank the listeners for their support as we enter 2018. But I want to just remind them, as I told you on election night, man, yeah, I'm glad Trump got elected. Now the fight is on because we've got to make sure this success happens. He gets that too. Or they're going to destroy his name, our name. They're going to demonize capitalism, Christianity. This is the big battle right now. A lot of folks are betting on China. They're hoping this stalls out. They're hoping to get a Jimmy Carter type elected if, you know, in a few years if this thing stalls. So this is a total death battle. So let's do that call to arms for support, Roger, in your own words, for InfoWarsStore.com. Because we need folks to commit.
You know what I'm finding, Alex, is that a lot of people are really liking the expanded programming. David Knight in the Morning with Real News, the War Room that Owen Schroyer and I are doing together, and of course they love to tune in for you. None of this is possible without listener and viewer support. As I say almost every day, some people have the impression that we have rich right-wing fat cats writing checks to subsidize our operations, and that's not true. We depend solely on our listeners and viewers and the patriots out there who support what we do, who support our mission, and who know we don't have any corporate sponsors in the background saying, oh, no, Alex, you can't report that.
Well, I noticed Breitbart got the fat cats, and some of them are good or whatever, but notice there was treachery in Machiavelli. We get zero of that here, zero.
We have total independence in InfoWars, but that's because the people we work for are the people who buy these products. We don't have any one person who determines what's said on InfoWars other than the editor-in-chief. This is the most independent media operation I've ever worked with. And that's why it's so important that people support us at the store, where, by the way, my book, The Making of the President 2016, which outlines the role that InfoWars played in the nomination of Donald Trump so that he could become president, can be gotten at a better price than if you went to Amazon. So, folks, please, go to the store, support us, and the expansion will be even greater. When I was in Austin, I got a tour of the studio in construction, which will be state of the art. And it will just make for much better, stronger, pro-freedom commissions broadcasts from Austin and around the globe.
And even though that studio is the cutting edge, even Fox News doesn't have one like this, $600,000, instead of a private jet or a mansion, it goes back into this. It's the satellites. We're about to pay for three new satellites. We have thousands of TV stations that are literally there. We have to do at least three. It's $1.5 million a year. This closed captioning is $100,000 a year. We don't have the money right now. So I've got to hustle, do some things. We got one satellite right now. It's not the one stations want. We've already got a bunch of stations picking it up. So we're in a big push right now, folks. I'm about to sign big checks. And soon I'll be able to talk about the stuff behind the scenes. It's been unbelievable. And I don't bitch about the attacks. I expected them, but it's just if people could see it, you'd really support. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Get the supplements. They're life-changing. But what you know is life-changing is the information warfare. All right, Roger, we'll talk to you in the War Room in an hour. Leanne McAdoo's coming up with live transmission from Florida to cover so many issues, go through a raft of clips, and more. And again, they're trying to censor. They're trying to block. They got the algorithms, but they can't stop you on your email, on your Twitter, Facebook, Google, to your neighbors, your friends, your family, saying, hey, this is the show they don't want you to hear. This is the one they want to shut down. spread those links. Even if you can't buy the products or don't want to, that's fine. Just spread the links and pray for us. Thank you all for what you've done. Those of you that have been steadfast, well, thank you. We'll be right back with Leanne McAdoo. Stay with us.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nutrition. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I am Leanne McAdoo coming to you live and last minute from my studio here in Florida. So good to be back with you all. We've got so much to talk about. Obviously, the big bombshell right now is this FISA memo. Everyone's talking about it, except, of course, the establishment media. They don't want to talk about this. They don't think it's a big deal. Something that whispers and rumblings that this could send people to jail. Very top-level people could be facing jail time, but that's not important. That's not important to people like Chris Cuomo over at CNN. He doesn't want to talk about that. You know, it's just more of a look-over-here show that they're putting on is what we're being told, that the Republicans have nothing. So I'm really interested to find out what's going on, and we'll play a little flashback video because just last week we had former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino saying something is about to happen, that there is a brewing, an explosive scandal ready to burst dealing with this dirty dossier. So imagine being Hillary Clinton and the DNC and people who thought this dossier was going to bring down Trump, and it's actually backfiring. And man, this is a scandal that is, they're saying it's going to really finally undo President Obama's savior image once and for all. So I want to go ahead and play that clip with Dan Bongino where he's talking about what's breaking this week.
Dan, why is this problematic?
Gosh, where do we start with this case? This is the biggest mess. I'm telling you, it's the most explosive scandal. It's getting ready to burst with this OIG report coming out now. But on this specific incident, it's about the Trump transition record emails with GSA. Mm-hmm. Why not get a warrant? I was a federal investigator for 12 years and a local police officer worked with the police department for 2 years as a cop. Why not get a warrant in the most consequential counterintelligence investigation in American history? Why not? Basically, because this is a hoax. I said to you before the show, we're asking all the wrong questions here. The question du jour has been, why was the dossier used to get a warrant on Trump? Wrong question. Important question, but the wrong one. The real question is, why get a warrant at all? Why was the Trump team being spied on? Nobody has pointed out one single predicate crime to point out why Donald Trump's team is being spied on. Not one.
Exactly. I mean, are the Democrats okay with this? Are they okay because it was President Obama and his DOJ and his buddies that were actually involved in this scandal and surveilling a citizen, a private citizen at that point? President Trump hadn't even clinched the nomination, and you know, for some reason, even with the votes against releasing this and declassifying this FISA memo, saying no, the American people, they don't need to know about this. Why? I mean, are they okay with this abuse of power, this apparent abuse of power? Because you know, I guess that means then they're going to let the tyrant Trump turn around and do the same thing coming up in 2018 and 2020. I mean, this is a real problem, and that is why people are saying this is huge. The American people need to know. At the very least, release the memo so that it will stop all the conspiracy theories that are going to play out because of this. Now, this is a memo circulating on the Hill, but it was written by Republicans, classified by Republicans. Why don't they just get it declassified? They're putting it on the Democrats to declassify it. So it is kind of a game that's being played right now. A lot of people are also saying, well, why doesn't the president just declassify that original FISA order in the first place so we can see who was really behind all of this? I feel like if the president were to do something like that, he would still be turned into the enemy. He would be demonized. It wouldn't make as big of a splash. And we all know that President Trump has a flair for the dramatic. So perhaps he is, you know, holding out to really, really underscore and completely rewrite the legacy of the former president and his administration. And so many people are saying that this is going to be completely devastating, and that once and for all, it's going to be the toughest pill to swallow for the media, who has just really been riding on this Russian collusion narrative and trying. You notice when it all sort of circled back around to the Democrats with this dossier, that kind of got pushed away, kind of got silenced. And so, you know, it's interesting that this broke last night. I couldn't get any sleep because the release the memo hashtag went viral on Twitter. The fact that that was even allowed to go viral on Twitter was very interesting in itself. Maybe Jack must have been asleep or something to allow that to go viral. But this memo is naming and shaming those who sought to deliberately undermine and obstruct Trump's presidency. So this is a big deal. And so let's go to another video that we have Congressman Matt Gaetz. He's actually talking to Fox News, explaining a little bit about this FISA memo. It's a long clip, so we'll just try to get into the meat of it here. He's saying that this could end the Mueller investigation once and for all.
Have you seen the memo, sir? Yes or no?
And I share the concerns that have just been expressed by Congressman Meadows and Congressman Jordan. Our republic is in jeopardy if we allow this type of a palace coup environment to continue to persist, and that's why I'm one of the members of Congress who will be encouraging today Intelligence Chairman Devin Nunes to release the memo. We can have a vote in the Intelligence Committee, a vote of the full House of Representatives, and this is a matter of such importance that I think we need to do it immediately.
Listening to some of this reaction, characterize what's in the memo. What's it say?
Unfortunately, I can't get into the specific details in a top secret document, but that's why we have to release it. I don't think it's appropriate for just members of Congress to be horrified by the activities that were undertaken during this endeavor, and that's why we've got to allow the American people to see it. I will tell you this, Bill. If we get this memo into the public square, heads are going to roll at the FBI and at the Department of Justice.
One comment said it was like the KGB. This is really strong language. Is the suggestion that the abuse on behalf of the federal government was indeed spying on Americans without their knowledge and without proper legal authority? Yes or no?
Again, that would get into the specific contents of the memo. I can tell you that we can never live in a country where this type of thing happens. And particularly the authentication processes that are laid out in the memo are of such fiction. They are so laughable that they would never withstand scrutiny from the public. And what I'm worried about is that the cast of characters identified in this memo is not a group of people who are gone. Many of these people are still in our government. They still wield influence, and that's why we've got to get this information out in public.
But you just said people will be fired at the FBI and Department of Justice,
and possibly
right?
Worse. I think that there could be people who could face criminal consequences as a result of the activities that are laid out in this memo. And it's easy to see after reading this memo why Senator Grassley and why Senator Graham wanted to refer this matter for criminal prosecution. Laws were broken.
Wow, this is a big deal here. Will we see it? Yes or no?
Yes, I have every confidence after speaking with Paul Ryan and Devin Nunes that after we go through the right procedures and provide the adequate notice to the the executive branch that we will release this memo, but we need the public to continue to call for it. And I'm encouraged that within the last half hour, there have been over 20,000 tweets on Twitter with the hashtag release the memo. It shows that the American public is demanding more transparency, and that's really how we drain the swamp in Washington, D.C. More transparency, more sunshine. It's the best antidote to corruption.
You've said a lot. Matt Gaetz, the Republican there from the Hill. We await to see it then.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Right. The American people deserve to know if there is evidence of illegal FBI and DOJ spying on the Trump campaign. At the behest of whom? Hillary Clinton? President Barack Obama? Who ordered this? Whose heads are going to roll with this memo? We do want to know. This is something that's, you know, pretty incredible. And we're going to have more on this in a minute. I want to get into Cuomo talking about, you can just see the nerves there trying to, you know, tell us why this is so important. Why do the American people need to know? Now, sneaky Dianne Feinstein released the whole Glenn Simpson testimony with Fusion GPS because she felt pressured by some person. You know, American people needed to know that. But we'll get into this a little bit more right after the short break.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Leanne McAdoo, hosting the fourth hour, and we've got a lot of clips to run through here. Let's talk about this looming government shutdown that is, you know, got everyone's feathers ruffled. Of course, we know no matter what, it is going to be blamed on the Republicans. Well, they just wouldn't cow to the demands of the Democrats. We know that's going to happen either way. So today at today's White House press briefing, this was kind of brought up, like, you know, you want to say this is Schumer's shutdown because the Democrats are refusing to work with the Republicans. But, you know, the Republicans control the House and the Senate and the White House. So, you know, can't the Republicans just get this done? No, that's not really how it works. And so the director of the Office of Management and Budget, Mick Mulvaney, actually slammed Jim Acosta and said, come on, buddy, you know as well as everyone, that's just not how it works.
Your comment at the beginning of this, you said this was the Schumer shutdown. How can it be the Schumer shutdown when Republicans control the White House, the House, and the Senate?
Come on, you know the answer to that as well as anybody. I mean, I have to laugh when people say that, oh, we control the House, the Senate, the White House, why can't you get this done? You know as well as anybody that it takes 60 votes in the Senate to pass an appropriations bill, right? You know that.
I know that.
Okay, so when you only have 51 votes in the Senate, then you have to have Democrat support in order to keep the government to fund the government. So that's the answer to your question.
The President asked Congress to come up with a solution for the Dreamers. Congress was in the room. Members of Congress were in the room with the President last week. It seemed to be a fairly productive meeting. And then the whole process got blown up. It seems that the whole process was blown up by the President's comment.
When Republicans tried to add a discussion about Obamacare to the funding process in 2013, we are accused by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer of inserting a non-fiscal, a non-financial issue into the spending process in order to shut the government down. How is that not exactly what is happening today? There is no reason that you have to deal with DACA this week. There's no reason you have to deal with DACA before the end of February. Excuse me, the middle of February. DACA doesn't expire until March 5th. This is purely an attempt by the Senate Democrats, led by Mr. Schumer. That's why we call it the Schumer shutdown, in order to try and get a shutdown that they think this president gets blamed for. Yes, ma'am.
Right. And of course, so if there's no compromise on the budget by midnight, this shutdown will be finalized. And, you know, like Mulvaney points out, they're trying to push something on DACA and the Dreamers, and it's just not necessary. Now, yeah, maybe if we were dealing with the former administration and many administrations before this one, it does take forever to get anything done in Congress. But the president already said he had that open door, transparent meeting. All the press was invited in. He said, look, I'm going to sign whatever you guys send me. Whatever you send me, if you guys are able to work together and compromise, I'm going to sign it. We're not going to be going back and forth. So we can hold off on dealing with the Dreamers. We don't need to wrap that up in this budget. It doesn't have anything to do with keeping the government open. So the Democrats are trying to derail and hold the government hostage in order to get their the demands of their illegal immigrants met. Totally crazy. So I was seeing this narrative coming up on Twitter. Well, you know, the Republicans control everything. Why don't they just pass it? And that's not how it works. But CNN and Jim Acosta were just going to run with this narrative. Can you imagine if they would have just ran with this narrative and Mulvaney never would have checked them and said, come on, that's not, you know that you need 60 votes to be able to pass this through the Senate. Why would you even put out that fake news, that propaganda? But yeah, that's what we're dealing with here. So there's a video actually by John Bowne where he talks about Jim Acosta being compared to Charles Manson working for the PSYOP organization. Let's go ahead and roll that.
Speech President Trump to Joseph Stalin, who called by calling the free press, quote, the enemy of the people.
Well, I'm saying that he borrowed that phrase. It was popularized by Joseph Stalin, used by Mao as well. Enemy of the people.
Nothing to see here, folks. Just more yellow journalism being force-fed to you by the Gelin Organization offshoot over there at the Operation Mockingbird headquarters, established in the 1950s by Frank Wisner, director of the Office of Policy Coordination, a covert operations unit created by the United States National Security Council. As early as the 1950s, CBS, Newsweek, and the New York Times were in Wisner's back pocket. Bill Graham of the Washington Post ran the cabal of journalists for Wisner that would control the public mind, an operation that continues to this very day. Edward Bernays said, "We are governed, our minds molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested." Are these PSYOP organizations not the very definition of an enemy of the people?
Thomas Jefferson wrote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident." So from the very beginning, our freedom has been predicated on truth. The founders were visionary in this regard, understanding well that good faith and shared facts between the governed and the government would be the very basis of this ongoing idea of America. The enemy of the people was how the President of the United States called the free press in 2017. Mr. President, it is a testament to the condition of our democracy that our own president uses words infamously spoken by Joseph Stalin to describe his enemies. It bears noting that so fraught with malice was the phrase enemy of the people that even Nikita Khrushchev forbade its use, telling the Soviet Communist Party that the phrase had been introduced by Stalin for the purpose of, quote, annihilating such individuals, unquote, who disagreed with the supreme leader.
And if it's okay to compare the President of the United States to Joseph Stalin, who was responsible for the deaths of roughly 20 million people, can we now start comparing Jim Acosta to Charles Manson? They've both used cultish disinformation to persuade their followers to consider hostile irrationality against the status quo.
Mr. President, did you say that you want more people to come in from Norway? Did you say that you wanted more people to come in from Norway? Is that true, Mr. President?
I want them to come in from everywhere, everywhere. Thank you very much, everybody.
Just Caucasian or white countries, sir, or do you want people to come in from other parts of the world where there are people of color?
When the gloves completely came off after the quiet suffocation of the 65-year-old Smith-Mundt Act that was tucked away in Obama's 2013 NDAA, unshackling Obama's State Department to allow total propaganda to run like a feral cat through the collective consciousness of the United States.
The Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012, passed as part of the National Defense Authorization Act, will allow the CIA to flood America with more government propaganda. Frank Church revealed in 1975 how the establishment media works hand in glove with the CIA.
I thought that it was a matter of real concern that planted stories intended to serve a national purpose abroad came home and were circulated here and believed here, because this would mean that the CIA could manipulate the news in the United States by channeling it through some foreign country.
You see, sensationalism has always sold papers.
And, of course, that cultish disinfo has only increased ever since the repeal of the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act. We will have some more real news for you.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Of the human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Leanne McAdoo, hosting live from my Florida studio. And the only reason I'm able to do this is because of the listeners out there who help support this broadcast. You allow Alex Jones to not just drop me like a hotcake when I have to come here and take care of some family responsibilities. I'm able to Skype in and to still be with you guys on a remote basis. Thank you so much for the support. And so, of course, none of that is possible without your visiting the InfoWars store, signing up for the newsletter to see all sorts of new and exciting products that we're launching. One of those being the new InfoWars Shirt of the Month Club. This is new to me, so I'm really excited about this. This is every month. We're going to be releasing exclusive new shirts. So you can sign up for this Shirt of the Month Club. You'll be receiving limited edition shirts. You'll also be saving 20% on those shirts from the retail price. You just need to order by the 1st, and it'll be on its way on the 10th. So these shirts are going to be exclusive to the program. You're not going to be able to find them anywhere else. They're not going to be, you know, just willy-nilly out there in the store. As an added bonus, Alex Jones, wow, he is going to sign a random 10 shirts to show his support for the fans that make the Info War possible. I know when I get back to the studio in Austin, I will sign some of these T-shirts as well, just to kind of entice you all to sign up for this Shirt of the Month Club. These are going to be exclusive. And the first shirt of this program is the best-selling Won't Tread on Me, but instead of the typical color in yellow, it's going to come exclusively in red. So you'll be supporting the Info War, and you're also going to be getting exclusive gear that's going to help you spread the truth. This is the Info War's T-shirt of the month program. Sign up for it today. I'm hoping to get back in the studio next month, maybe March, and I'm going to sign some of those T-shirts randomly too. I mean, I'm not even going to ask for Alex's permission. I'm just going to sign them and we'll send them out. You know, I wanted to talk about something that just, I couldn't stop laughing really about this very sad Gallup poll that is making the rounds today. As if we care what the rest of the world thinks about President Trump's leadership style. But apparently that's big news for some of these other media outlets out there. So it's a poll. Under Trump, global approval of U.S. leadership hits historical low. It's a historical low of 30% in 2017. This is other nations' approval of the U.S. leadership under President Trump. And so they're saying this measure signals an 18-point drop from just a year earlier when 48% approved of the national influence under former President Barack Obama. Wow. So what does this mean? This means that nearly half of the world likes it when the U.S. leads by capitulating and kowtowing and bowing down to militant ISIS commanders and bankrolling state sponsors of terrorists in Iran and sending them billions of dollars in unmarked bills. And, you know, say, hey, guys, don't spend this money on acquiring a nuclear weapon or sponsoring any terrorism. Am I right? the strategic patience that the leadership style of Obama, he exercised that strategic patience with a nuclear armed madman, rocket man, the baby, right? And so this is the soft leadership style that apparently nearly half of the world would prefer. They like that sellout teleprompter president, Obama, who, you know, turned us basically into the United States of apologists. So it's no wonder that these globalists and these leaders around the world prefer that Obama. They prefer the guy that was such a great negotiator that he got the U.S. tied up in all of these really bad deals that President Trump is now having to undo. So what does this say? That in just 1 year, this approval rating around the world could just tank. Oh, my goodness. What could Trump possibly have done to rattle these guys? Well, he's cut funding to terrorists. He stopped sending billions of dollars to the United Nations to help support these nations that absolutely do not have our best interests at heart. They don't respect us when it comes time to make decisions that are going to serve American interests. He's putting America first in these trade negotiations and putting American safety first with immigration versus, you know, the demands of illegal immigrants. He has allowed our generals to actually decide when to strike terrorists. So in just a year, we're seeing the near defeat of ISIS. He's bringing jobs back to the United States. You know that we got a soaring stock market. He respects the flag, the rule of law. So no wonder these globalists don't like him. They're like, wait, you're making America great again? We had just destroyed you. Man. So anyway, here's the President Trump's approval rating continuing to tank around the globe. Screw you guys, because Obama's gone. Now, I want to go ahead and play this clip. Is it already going? The FCC manipulating the response of the masses. Alex Jones report.
No, I'm not a racist. lawyer, you know, known for big problems, million-dollar fines, you name it. Remember F. Lee Bailey on the O.J. Simpson trial? They had a white guy do it, get up and say the N-word over and over and over again to the black jury. And that's how they got him off. He said the N-word 41 times. I want to go to YouTube and grab it for documentary purposes. They aired it on Court TV, ABC, NBC, NBC. But I remember years later airing it on talk radio and the station manager coming and saying, you don't do that. And that's the big issue. CNN, MSNBC, broadcast, you name it, on CBS, ABC, they are saying every 10 minutes, they're playing the clip. Sometimes every minute of quoting the president when he says he didn't say it, saying these are SH, you know what, T countries. We've got Acosta saying it. We've got them all saying it on CNN, you name it. Again, just like F. Lee Bailey saying the N word over and over and over and over again. You can't use it, but if a liberal, fraudulent, corrupt lawyer, in my view, wants to use it to manipulate a jury, and let it, you know, clearly a guilty man go free, as we now know. If you want to do that, you are a bad person if you're not the establishment. But if you're the establishment, you can. So CNN, to inflame emotions, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, they're all quoting the president as saying this and saying it to get people out of their comfort zone on mainstream TV to suddenly hear them cussing. If I cuss or a caller slips through, our stations complain. We've lost affiliates before because the FCC will selectively fine them. Or Howard Stern, if he wants to say S-H-I-T, he had to leave terrestrial radio because sometimes it would slip through. But now mainstream media, they can all do it because the executives are saying go full bore, do whatever you want. Take them out. That's why they've got former Democrat governors, it's on Infowars.com, saying they will punch out the president. Hashtag hunt Republicans. Go kill Republicans. This is what they say. And people are getting attacked. Hot coffee's getting thrown on them. They're getting shot. They're getting beat up. They're getting their families assaulted. And they think it's funny as they usher this country towards civil war. And notice the left hadn't come out that I've seen and denied the new documents that came out from the Soros group trying to trigger martial law and race riots when Obama had only a year left in office. See? That story up on Infowars.com. Incredible. I believe the president that he didn't say it, but we've seen them lie about him over and over again. I could say that sources say the president snorts methamphetamine in the White House off hookers' rear ends. Not true, but if I said it on CNN, they would all parrot it to give it credibility. And it's the same thing. You never hear them say those things on television. They're not supposed to under the FCC, but they're doing it because they want to stick the knife in, turn the edge, and then put salt in the wound. Total manipulation.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me!
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is the last segment. I'll be with you. Leanne McAdoo coming live from Florida. And right now, we are really witnessing the media crumbling. They're in a panic. The only thing they've got is name calling. There's so much winning with President Trump. He's really trying to bring people together and actually attempting to be the most transparent administration ever by holding these open door meetings. And Jim Acosta wants to say, well, you know, we could have got DACA, Trump said, but then he used bad language. So it's off the table now. I mean, all of these excuses, and it's people are wearing us down. I mean, people are really tired of this. And so it's not a wonder that trust in the mainstream media is at an all-time low. People know and believe that they are being lied to, that stories are being made up, that videos are being edited. And that's why people couldn't get enough of Trump's fake news awards. And they were like, yes, please do this. And so I guess in an effort to undo some of that apparent bias that has earned them top billing on the fake news awards, we have the New York Times and CNN, other outlets actually talking to real life Trump supporters and not just the crazy circus freaks that they try to find at every rally to say, well, look, I told you they're all racist. No, they're actually talking to just your average American, educated, cares about their country, concerned with what's happening here. And these were done this week, Wednesday, Thursday, in a series of letters to the editor in the New York Times. And they just printed the letters and allowed these Trump supporters to say and make their best case or why they support the president and why they think he's doing a good job. And this is newsworthy because the paper comes out right and they admit that they've been overly critical of the president and that they are printing all these dark stories about him and admitting they don't normally give a voice to Trump supporters. So again, and they're doing this in the spirit of open debate. So all of these are really great if you've got the ability to access these New York Times articles and read some of them. They make a really good case for giving these president high marks for his progress. They talk about him nearly defeating ISIS, cutting taxes for middle-class families, making those great court appointments, prioritizing American citizens over illegal immigrants, you know, getting us out of those really bad deals, the TPP on day one before he even went to his parade. My goodness. Of course, you know, putting real pressure on North Korea and Iran. You know, newsflash, not everyone is Hillary Clinton's deplorables. A lot of Trump supporters are well informed and care about the country. And so this was, you know, it seemed as if it's an effort by the New York Times to be more fair and balanced. But that's not what's happening here. When CNN goes and wants to talk to those former Democrats who switched and vote for Trump, oh, well, we want to hear, how do you feel a year later? Were you happy with your decision? They don't care. I mean, it's just like the drive-by journalism they did right after the election when they went out to places and painted all the Trump voters as these poor people in these factory towns who just were duped by this president and he's not really going to do anything for them. Lo and behold, a year later, jobs are coming back, more money in people's pockets. And so what's really happening here is the media is trying to regain a lot of that lost audience they had. And they want to bring in those Trump supporters and say, look, guys, we know we've been unfair. We're going to give you a shot. We're going to let you air your grievances and print your letters to the editor. We're going to hire a conservative columnist like Bret Stephens at the New York Times. But what they don't tell you is that these conservative columnists are never Trumpers. So even though they're trying to get away from their coastal elitist liberal bias that they've really been pegged with, they're trying to say, you know, we're being more fair about it. They're never Trumpers. So any story that you're going to get out of these outlets, even though they're giving a conservative slant, they're going to be filtered through that negative, never Trumper bias. And so that's what's happening here. This is just try to regain some of that objectivity for the 2018 elections coming up, 2018 and 2020. They want to try and dupe us into believing that they are now all of a sudden going to be objective. Because, again, after the repeal or the Smith Month Modernization Act in 2012, went into effect in 2013, that was really when you could see the media losing all objectivity. They didn't even try to hide the fact that they were for Hillary Clinton and that there's so much opinion and bias in their reporting. I mean, it's just incredible. If people aren't familiar with that Smith Month Modernization Act, that was put in place back in the 40s to stop the CIA and the government from pushing propaganda on U.S. citizens. They were pumping it out to the rest of the world, but, you know, they weren't supposed to be pushing propaganda on the United States. That was revealed at the church hearings. And so then with this Smith Modernization Act signed by, you know, good old President Obama, they're allowed to push propaganda now. They don't have to hide it. And by golly, they sure have been, especially with this dirty dossier. Now I want to go to another clip. This one is Rob Dew and Alex Jones. They talk about, you know, speaking of propaganda, think about Silicon Valley, Twitter, Facebook, how they're controlling the information that we are allowed to read and to speak. It's all a form of that control and that PSYOP machine. So let's go to this this report by Alex Jones and Rob Dew.
Knowing the power of the people, knowing that was coming on the internet, they created these things so people would make it big, and then now they come in and censor it while they want to censor any other site. These are internet ghettos. But it's a fraud, it's racketeering, it's fake advertising, it's discrimination. We hit them there. But like Matt Drudge said, and as I've said, we got to create our own websites like Infowars.com or NewsWars.com. We've got to create our own platforms. And listeners have to go to those platforms realizing and share that info, realizing that it's all up to us. If you go to newswars.com or prisonplanet.com, and if you go there and if you share those links on the enemy's platforms with your own email, your own by hand, they can't stop us. So at the end of the day, it's up to you, but they are already ratcheting us down. But because we fought so hard, we've stayed the same size last year, which has completely confounded them. So they're in panic mode. That's why they have congressional hearings, everything else, because it's not working. Well, the answer is sue Congressman Quigley, saying shut us down as fake news for civil rights violations. Mm-hmm. And we're behind the scenes suing people. There'll be public lawsuits. Don't worry. But you know, we're doing it.
You are ahead of your time by creating. You created a social media platform years ago. It ended up, you know, kind of dying.
Well, it got infiltrated, and it wasn't all fancy with, you know, CIA money. But you know.
Right. You didn't have CIA backing. You didn't have the push to the front. But still, it's people that need to make things like that, like their own social media sites, to take away.
And then Gab did, and Google bans it on there, and then calls for it to be shut down.
Right. They don't want competition. And it's like, hey, if you don't like what the people are saying on Gab, don't respond to them or don't follow them.
But it's way beyond all that. We're under total criminal censorship attack.
Oh, yeah.
Bezos is making $1 billion every 2 days off the scams he runs and government funding. The Washington Post is literally the enemy of this country because we keep being reasonable.
Right.
You know, we keep just kind of looking at the facts and the evidence and, oh, debating this and polishing that. The globalists are absolutely in total war against the recovery, against the president, against all of us.
Yeah.
No more just sitting there like pundits analyzing this.
And James O'Keefe hit it on the head. They use the word S-H-I-T-T-Y.
Because we can't do that. We're not upper class elite liberals. They're allowed to say because it's a documentary and they're okay. We can't.
And then 3 hours later, they come out with the same thing. Oh, Trump said this. Who do we have? We have people, according to people familiar with their reactions. Those people weren't even in the meeting. According to people familiar with their
reactions. People in the meeting say he didn't say it. Of course they're lying.
Of course.
Garbage. They found people that only want social media power. They get the dopamine of getting promoted, so they don't care what the truth is. There could be a cure for death. These people don't want it. They have chosen people in these things that are literally pure scum. And so some say the answer is leave Facebook, Twitter, and Google. And I agree. The president needs to break it up. Google, Facebook, and Twitter are a greater threat than Hitler, who wanted to conquer the world, because they're scientific, they're committed, they're evil, they're using psychology. So I agree. It's now time to shut down Google. They want to shut our speech down? Right. They just hit me. Fine. It is time to have congressional hearings and all of it, and not just break it up. It's time for Google, Facebook, Twitter, and all these groups as criminal international crime syndicates with everybody's personal data. We're going to break next Monday, sharing our photos, our videos, turning our cameras on, recording it as intelligence agencies. It's time for Facebook, Google, Twitter to be shut down as criminal operations, just like the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany. It is time to shut them down.
All right, that's going to do it for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, Roger Stone is going to be coming up next on the War Room with a lot of bombshell information. You are not going to want to miss it. Thank you so much.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Alex Jones here with an